Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to complete the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. We're going to learn Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to discuss things that you begin on Friday, and the Malacha gets completed on Shabbos, where we've been discussing that up until now, but up until now we've been talking about how Beis Hillel is Matir, all those things. So now we're going to come up with cases where even Beis Hillel is going to say that it's a problem. Ain't solin basar betzal ubeitza. You're not allowed to roast meat, an onion, or an egg on Friday and allow them to stay on the fire and continue roasting and cooking into Shabbos, unless it's going to be cooked, roasted before Shabbos starts. If it's not fully roasted before Shabbos starts, then we're afraid that you're going to be mechata b'gucholim. You're going to mix the coals in order to increase the level of heat and make them roast quicker. But if they've been fully roasted and they're edible by the time Shabbos starts, so then we're not so concerned that you're going to be mechata b'gucholim. So the halacha is that it doesn't need to be mevushal kol tzarcho, it only needs to be mevushal to the point of machal ben drusai when Shabbos starts, because once it's edible, then there's no desperation to make sure that it cooks, because it's already cooked enough that it's edible. But if you're not yet at the point of machal ben drusai, then it's going to be problematic. Einos im pas latanur im chashecha. You're not allowed to put bread in an oven on Friday afternoon. V'lo charar al gabi chalim. You're not allowed to put cake on coals and Friday afternoon, unless it can crust before Shabbos starts. But Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kedesh Yikrom HaTachton Shalah, the bottom surface has to crust. I mean, the part of the bread that's actually touching the oven or the coals has to crust, and that happens earlier. So you don't need the top of the bread to crust, you only need the bottom of the bread to crust before Shabbos begins. So another case of Shami Yechata B'Gchalim is going to be discussed in Mishnah Yud Aleph, when it comes to making a Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. So Mishal Shalin is a Pesach B'Tanur Im Chashecha. You could lower the Korban Pesach into the oven when it's close to Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not going to be roasted when Shabbos starts, and it's going to continue to cook, it's going to continue to roast into Shabbos. Because when it comes to Korban Pesach, you always needed people who are menuyin al Korban. You always needed a group that were registered on a Korban. Since every last drop of meat of the Korban has to get eaten, and it has to get eaten that night, machlokes tanaim, whether it has to get eaten by chatzos or all the way until morning, but that's why we're makbid to eat afikomen by chatzos, there can't be anything left over. So you always have a group of people that are together on a Korban Pesach. And whenever people are together on something, you can be a little more safe. You could be a little more confident that no one's going to do something that would be a malacha, because they'll remind each other. Plus, while they're doing a mitzvah, they're unlikely to do an avera of being mechata b'gchalim. U'machizin es ha'or, you can light a fire right before Shabbos, even though it's only going to catch some of the wood before Shabbos. B'maduras beis hamokad, in the place in the beis hamikdash, the room that they had where they kept warm, where they had fire going to keep people warm, because kohanim are zrizim. Kohanim are going to be very careful, and therefore, you don't have to worry that the Kohanim are going to start moving around the logs on the fire in order to keep the fire going. So in those cases, even though normally you're not allowed to do what's called shihia, to allow food to start cooking before Shabbos and cook into Shabbos, the reason you're not allowed to do shihia is because Shami Yechat B'Kholim, you might come to stoke the coals. But it's very unlikely that you're going to stoke the coals when we're dealing in the Beis HaMikdash and when we're dealing with Kohanim. What about outside of the Beis HaMikdash? U'begvulin, kedei shetochas ha'or Ruban. Then you have to make sure that before Shabbos starts, the majority of the wood that's in that fire have already caught fire. Because otherwise, we are concerned that you're going to come to stoke the coals. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bipacham and kol shehu, with a fire that you light with charcoal, as long as any amount of the charcoal is lit before Shabbos, you can let the fire spread on its own on Shabbos, because charcoal burns very well. So you can assume that people aren't going to be so desperate to move the charcoal to stoke the coals to make the fire catch, because you know that it's going to catch on its own anyway. So to quickly review what we learned today, so Mishnah Yud, we learned that there's an issur of shihiyah. You're not allowed to allow something to cook into Shabbos, and the same is true with bread. It's just machlokes tanoim, what's considered to be the level of edibility the bread needs to get to before Shabbos, only enough to crust the bottom of the bread, or even enough to crust the top of the bread. And then in Mishnah Yiralef, we said you can put your Korban Pesach into an oven and let that on Erev Shabbos and let that roast into Shabbos, because it's a whole group of people that will remind each other, and you're doing a mitzvah. Plus, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would light in the fire in the Beis HaMokad, you can also assume that nothing is going to happen if they just get the fire started before Shabbos. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you need the fire to latch on to the majority of the firewood before Shabbos starts. Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't need the majority, that when it comes to a charcoal fire, you don't need the majority to have caught fire, even if it just starts at the very beginning. That would be good enough. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the second parak of Masechet Shabbos, the famous parak, Mamalikin.